Hello, everyone, and welcome to our program. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And Anna, it's our second day. We're going to be hanging around with our friends Tiffany and her new friend Pat, who has just started to go to the same school. Now, yesterday, Pat wasn't really very happy, was he?
他觉得自己是一个 stranger, 因为好像都没有认识什么人在 party 那边上觉得有点 bored, 有点无聊。
Right, but he did meet Tiffany, so let's check in with them and see if things are going a little better for Pat. I bet he has a million friends now.
That's right.
Well, maybe not a million.
今天就学会
用英文
开话题
接话题
请问一下不是吗?
Excuse me for asking. Sorry to interrupt you. Don't you think? Nice day, isn't it?
谈到，这使我想起了。
Speaking of that, on the subject of, that reminds me. As you mentioned,New Year, New Friends.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Hey, Tiffany. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Pat. Good to see you again. How are your classes?
Speaking of that, I want you to meet my friend.
Hi, I'm Polly.
We're in the same language class.She's also new here.
That reminds me. Do you want to come to my party this Saturday?
Great! This gives us a chance to meet more people.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
It's nothing. Anyways, I'm late for class. Catch you guys later.
Worry, 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 worried, worried. My grandfather worries about everything and can't relax. My grandfather worries about everything and can't relax. Language, language.The students learn different languages at school, like German or French. The students learn different languages at school, like German or French. Remind. Remind. Some smartphones can remind us of our friends' birthdays.Some smartphones can remind us of our friends' birthdays. Nothing. Nothing. I'm so hungry, but there's nothing left in the refrigerator. I'm so hungry, but there's nothing left in the refrigerator.
哎，所以我们昨天学会了怎么样来跟问别人问题，也就是开始一段会话。比如说，我可以说，哎 ，Excuse me for asking, but blah blah blah。哎，不好意思问一下哈，哎，你是新来的吗？或者是我们可以用别的方式来开始一段对话。那我们今天呢，如果两个人谈得真的还不错的话 ，How to continue this conversation？
That's the tricky part, but it's always good to do what they were doing.And ask questions, right?
对，问问题。
People love to answer questions, so that's a good way to keep it going. Well, Tiffany's at school. She's late. It says she's running late for class, okay? Now, if you're running late for something, that means you're late. You don't actually have to be running. You could be in a taxi because you're running late, right? You just have to get there quickly.
所以不一定真的是跑嘛。
Just means that she's late.
That's right. 整个已经迟到了。
But in this case, she's also running. She's also running to get to class because she is late or she's running late. And just then, pow, she runs into Pat. So she's going so fast, she doesn't look where she's going. And then suddenly, bam, she hits Pat. And she says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you, right? Because she was running so fast. And then Patrick says, hey, Tiffany, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. 所以 Tiffany 因为已经迟到，马上真的在跑，然后刚好撞到 Patrick。当然，如果撞到人家，要说对不起喽。Sorry, I didn't see you. 不是故意的，因为刚没有看到你耶。可是 Patrick 在这里还蛮 nice 的哦。Hey, Tiffany, 马上就认出他。Don't worry about it.
Right. To worry about something is to think about something that's giving you trouble. It's making you feel nervous, making you feel not relaxed, that kind of thing. When you say, don't worry about it, it's like saying, it's okay, no problem.
That's right.
So if someone apologizes, I'm really sorry, and it's just a small thing, you say, oh, don't worry about it, it's just a small thing, you know. So he understands, Pat's been late for a class, he's probably had the same thing happen. So he says, don't worry about it.Worry is spelled W-O-R-R-Y, W-O-R-R-Y.
不过这个动词忧虑啊或者是烦恼它的过去式跟过去分词则会去掉 Y 再加上 I-E-D, 所以它的三态就变成 worry, worried, worried, 忧虑啊或者是烦恼的意思。
That's right. Let's check out our example sentence right now. My grandfather worries about everything and can't relax.My grandfather worries about everything and can't relax. Poor man.
如果一个人啊常常都担心东担心西的，大概就比较不能放松了。Can't relax.
That's not a good thing if you worry too much. Anyway, back to Tiffany. Then she sees it's Pat. She says, hey, Pat, good to see you again. How are your classes? All right, so she's happy to see him and she wants to know more. You know, how are your classes? How's school? Is everything okay?
而且重点是啊，他们现在已经不是第一次见面哦，再一次见面了。我们昨天稍微有提到 ，good to see you again， 会用 see 这个动词。而昨天如果是第一次见到的话，则会说 nice to meet you， 那个是比较惯用的。那到底课上的怎么样呢 ？Patrick 的回答是 ，Well, speaking of that, I wanted to meet my friend.
Right now, she said good to see you, but before it was nice to meet you. Why do we not say it's good to meet you again?
Because meet means you see the first time.
Oh, that's when you actually first talk to the person. You learn that. So really, you can only meet someone one time.
One time.
After that, you know that person.
You see them.
So when you meet them, they go from stranger to...
A friend.
Friend, classmate, co-worker, something else. But that's why you only meet someone for the first time. And that's why Patrick says, I want you to meet my friend, because here's a new person. This person doesn't know Tiffany, all right? So he says, I want you to meet my friend, and here's the friend. The friend says, hi, I'm Polly.
Right. 可是这个 Patrick 在介绍新朋友之前啊，他先说了 oh, speaking of that, that 是什么呢？就是新的课程。哦，对了，谈到啊，说到什么事情，哎，我真的要介绍一个朋友给你认识了。我们当这个对话要继续的时候啊，通常都会提Speaking of that, 哦，对了，提到那件事情啊，顺着对方的话题再讲下去的时候，会用 speaking of that。当然，介绍对方，对方如果是第一次认识，又会用动词 meet。这个人是谁呢？他是一个新朋友 ，Polly。
Oh, so in his mind, these two things are kind of close because she asked, Tiffany asked, how are your classes? And then Patrick says, here's Polly, we're in the same language class.
Right.
So because of the class...He met a new friend, so that's kind of the same in his mind. Okay, she's also new here, all right? So it's also, like Pat, it's Polly's first year at the school, so that gives them a lot to talk about. They're in the same language class. Language is, well, English, Chinese, Japanese, German, French. These are languages, the way people talk, the way they write.That's what we use to share our ideas, right? We use language to talk.
所以 language 就是语言的意思。它是名词，而且可以数的哦。每一个国家可能会有自己不同的 language 语言。
That's right. The example sentence reads, The students learn different languages at school, like German or French. These are two languages from Europe. Language is spelled L-A-N-G-U-A-G-E. L-A-N-G-U-A-G-E.
没错，像是 German, 德文啊，或者是 French, 法文都算是language, 算是语言哦。
All right. Tiffany says, that reminds me, do you want to come to my party this Saturday?Speaking of which,、mm-hmm. that reminds me,、mm-hmm. again, we're talking about things in our mind that are quite close. So thinking about one or talking about one makes you think or talk about something very close to that. It seems that Tiffany is having a party this Saturday, and she's glad they reminded her. They made her think of that. To remind is to think about something that maybe you forgot.It wasn't exactly what you're thinking about, but, oh yeah,、mm-hmm. that means you've been reminded. R-E-M-I-N-D, R-E-M-I-N-D. She's met these new people, and she wants to spend more time. And, oh, that's great, I'm、mm-hmm. having a party. We can spend time there at the party.
所以其实就是这个动作。对了、Ding! 所以那个话题、啊、就让我想起了我这个礼拜六会有一个聚会，要不要来啊？这里的 remind...就是一个动词，让某人想起什么什么，或者甚至有提醒某人的意思。
The example sentence for remind, some smartphones can remind us of our friends' birthdays.、Mm-hmm. Some smartphones can remind us of our friends' birthdays. So it'll give you a little sound or something、mm-hmm. on the special day.
对啊，像有一些智慧型手机啊，它可能有不同的程式，就会提醒你朋友的生日。不过提醒这个字啊，特别注意它的用法 ，remind somebody of something， 提醒某人什么事 ，remind somebody of something。
All right, and Patrick likes the idea of going to Tiffany's party. He says, "Great, this gives us a chance to meet more people."
That's right.
He wants to make more friends. Going to a party is a great way.To meet more people. And Polly also likes it, that idea. She says, thanks for inviting us.
So Patrick 当然会很高兴啦，因为这个礼拜六又有 party, 可以认识更多人咯。所以我们再提醒大家，当你第一次看见某个人的时候会用 meet. 所以新的 party 当然就会 meet more new friends, 认识更多的新朋友。
And that was very nice of Polly to say, thanks for inviting us. You should always say thank you、mm-hmm. to the person who invites you or asks you to the party. But Tiffany's very happy to ask them. She says, it's nothing. It's a small thing. Anyways, she says, I'm late for class. Catch you guys later.、
Mm-hmm. Catch、right. you guys later.
Yeah, it's nothing is a way we can kind of say, don't worry about it. Or it's not a big deal. It's nothing. Nothing is, well, not anything. If what's in my hand?
Nothing.
There's nothing there. There's zero, basically. Nothing is spelled N-O-T-H-I-N-G. No thing.、the example sentence reads, I'm so hungry, but there's nothing left in the refrigerator.
Wow.
I'm so hungry because there's nothing in here, but there's nothing in the refrigerator. There's nothing to eat.
所以 nothing 其实就是没有，什么东西都没有的意思。而最后面，因为 Tiffany 要赶去上课咯 ，so catch you later、mm. 就是晚点再聊的意思。
That's right, and I guess we'll be catching you guys later. Well, I hope they have a great time at the party, and I really hope that they meet lots of new people.
而且重点是啊，如果是真的是认识新朋友的时候，到底要怎么样 start up a conversation?你要怎么样问对方问题 ？Excuse me for asking, but blah blah blah. 注意这个问题要 safe questions,、
mm-hmm.
不要 too private, 太过于隐私的问题。
Or another good way is talk、mm. about things you like and、mm-hmm. say, don't you think, or what about you? Because then maybe you'll find out that if you like a certain sport or movie, maybe that person likes it too, and there you go, you have a friend.
对啊，而且重点是可以谈一些自己的 interest, 就是兴趣啊，然后不要谈政治啊、教育啊，或者是太私人的问题，或者聊聊天气啊，或谈谈这个 party 也可以。
That's right.
English 小聚会。
Hello everyone, nice to see you again. 不知道有没有人是今天生日呢？那你知道一月生日的人是什么星座吗？没错没错，就是水瓶座。今天跟大家聊聊十二星座上司或者是老板的特质。 水瓶座的老板啊，很喜欢下属有新的点子，他的组织能力也很强。接着呢是双鱼座，双鱼座其实还蛮理智的，他们的特点呢就是对事不对人。接着呢是牡羊座，他们相当爱冒险，而且天不怕地不怕，一旦下定决心就会排除万难去达到目标。这刚好跟金牛座相反耶，因为他们比较保守，不喜欢变动，但是理性分析的能力是相当强的。双子座啊，沟通能力非常好，但是多为跳跃性的思考。巨蟹座是有坚强的外表和柔软的内心，他们很体贴也很敏感。狮子座的主管呢，天生就是领导者，因为狮子是万兽之王嘛，他们很霸气，也不喜欢下属反对，但是不代表不能沟通哦。那你们猜猜看，处女座有什么特质呢？没错啦，他就是凡事追求完美，凡事都要做到最好，也是相当井然有序，所以 keeping everything in order is a must。 Keeping everything in order is a must。 请复诵一次。 Very good。 对于凡事井然有序的处女座来说是相当重要的。接着就是天秤座咯，天秤很亲切，喜欢听下属倾诉，凡事啊讲求公平。哎，糟了，不好意思， We are running out of time。 剩下的星座我们下次再分析咯。 See you next time。 Chit Chat。
Lala, you're so skinny。
I'm slim, not skinny。
哦，不是都一样，都是瘦。
小姐，我好饿，我早餐啊中午都没有吃。 I'm so busy。
My god， 都没吃。
对啊，
你这样子 you are too skinny。
Skinny 有吗？我才没有 skinny， 人家都嘛说我是 slim。
啊，不是都一样，就是那种瘦的像纸片一样。
纸片，
我赶快去煮汤帮你补一补哈。
哦，等着
补一补。可是我好讨厌人家说我是 skinny 哦，你们知道吗？很多字虽然感觉意思差不多，可是说出来的语气是不同的耶。让我们就来学学说话的艺术吧。像是如果中文有人说，哎，你怎么瘦干巴的？跟哇，你身材真苗条，虽然都是指你很瘦，可是可以感觉出来一个是包，而一个是扁的意味勒。所以今天表姐用的 skinny 跟我们平常口语上说的 thin 其实比较是用来表示瘦巴巴的皮包骨的那种瘦，所以有时候语气可能会带一点点负面的意味啦。比方像是呢， In some countries skinny models are no longer so popular， 意思就是啊，在某些国家纸片人的模特儿不是那么受欢迎哦。对了，提到了纸片人，英文就有个类似的说法很可爱哦，就是 size zero model。 哇，原来呢，一般来说美国最小的尺寸是零号起跳，然后依序是二、四、六、八，以此类推。所以 size zero model 就是指那些纤细程度到达到可以穿 size zero 的纸片人哦。所以如果要称赞别人身材很苗条，我们就要用另外一个字，就是 slim。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
如果用 skinny 或者是 size zero model， 就是指纸片人那样的皮包骨瘦，可是如果身材是很漂亮很苗条，我们就要用 slim 比较好哦。
今天就学会
用英文
开话题，
接话题。请问一下，不是吗？
Excuse me for asking. Sorry to interrupt you. Don't you think? Nice day, isn't it?
谈到，这使我想起了。
Speaking of that.On the subject of, that reminds me, as you mentioned, New Year, New Friends.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Hey, Tiffany, don't worry about it.
Hey, Pat, good to see you again.How are your classes?
Speaking of that, I want you to meet my friend.
Hi, I'm Polly.
We're in the same language class. She's also new here.
That reminds me.
Do you want to come to my party this Saturday?
Great! This gives us a chance to meet more people.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
It's nothing. Anyways, I'm late for class. Catch you guys later. Worry. Worry. Worry, worried, worried. My grandfather worries about everything and can't relax. My grandfather worries about everything and can't relax. Language. Language. The students learn different languages at school, like German or French. The students learn different languages at school, like German or French. Remind. Remind. Some smartphones can remind us of our friends' birthdays. Some smartphones can remind us of our friends' birthdays. Nothing. Nothing. I'm so hungry, but there's nothing left in the refrigerator. I'm so hungry, but there's nothing left in the refrigerator.